Today, a French court struck down one town's controversial ban on full-body swimsuits designed for Muslim women on the beach. The ruling sets a precedent that threatens similar burkini bans across the country, but at least one French mayor has vowed to fight on. Now, the burkini ban really blew up on social media this week after a photograph of police apparently forcing a woman to disrobe on the beach in Nice went viral. For more, we're joined by Femi Oke from Al Jazeera English. Nice to talk to you again, Femi.
It's nice to talk to you too. This is a big story this week.
It is.
Do you know how I know?
How?
Just in terms of social media, how many people are talking about this? My team looked at #bikini ban, 300,000 tweets across the globe in less than 48 hours. That's how big this story is, how big it's resonating online.
Wow. So do you think that the social media response to it in part, I mean, we can't know, but is that part of the pressure that led France's top administrative court to overturn the ban?
This story blew up, not just in France, but around the world. I can't get into the mind of the High Court in France, but certainly they knew as they were making this decision how big it would be, what the implications would be for France and internationally as well.
So talk to us about some of the ways that people have been using social media to talk about the burkini.
You get a look into the mind of what's happening in France by just looking at the conversation online. Sometimes you think 140 characters in a tweet, how can that convey a debate? Let me give you one example here from David S. The burqa and bikini are passive-aggressive symbols of Islamic female oppression. Not going to just let that sit there. Hindmaki says, I generally don't believe bikini ban is about France liberating women. It's about the inability to view Muslim citizens as equals. And so the debate goes back and forth. What you hear is fear from within France, a fear of Muslim women, fear of overt signs of Islam, but also indignation from women about how dare you tell us what we wear, how dare you police our bodies, and not just from Muslim communities within France and Muslim communities around the world, but actually it's very difficult to see pictures of a woman being undressed on a beach in Nice and to remain neutral about what that picture means and signify. And I think that's why this is such a big conversation in social media.
Right. I mean, I've been seeing people tweet things to the like of, you know, how is forcing women not to wear a particular outfit any different than forcing them to wear a particular outfit? We've also seen people posting pictures of nuns in their complete habits, for example, on the beach.
It's very visual. So nuns on the beach and their habits, paddling, acidic Jews also sunbathing, but fully covered up, their hair covered, their bodies mostly covered, and just their toes sort of out there on the sand. There was one picture that really resonates, and this is a picture going back to when bathing suits were first all of the rage, and policemen on the beach measuring the length of a bathing suit. And then that picture was juxtaposed with the picture of a woman this week who was on the beach in Nice. If you think about how this story resonates, people around the world were protesting. There's a new hashtag now, not just bikini ban and bikini, but wear what we want. So this goes beyond France and its cultural issues, but also talking about, is it okay for men to tell women what they should wear? That's the bigger question.
Femi Oke with Al Jazeera English. Thank you.